All right, so I did receive an email, a couple of emails for some questions. And let me just start with the first one, and then the second one we can take from you, and we'll go from there, right? So, Brian, if we can have
Did they send the emails while the talk was
going? Not during the talk. This one was before, so.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, let's just start out with this question here, and maybe Dean can help translate. From your observation of the Chinese church here in the Bay Area, what do you think are gifts and weaknesses regarding having a relationship with God? What are we good at? What areas do we need most help?
这个问题的中文是这样子的，就是说，你所观察到的，中国人教会在这个湾区的中国人教会，你认为，我们的恩赐还有弱点，关于在与神的关系上面呢，我们的恩赐，我们的弱点是在哪里？然后，我们在哪方面是有擅长的地方？ 然后在哪些地方我们需要许多的帮助？I
want to make sure I don't lose friends.
我要确信，我不因为讲底下的话就会撕掉你们作为我的朋友。I'd
prefer if you asked about Caucasians.
我情愿你们是问的是这个白人的问题。
The challenges are similar in the Bay Area to what they are in China and Taiwan.
在湾区我们所遇到的挑战，其实跟在中国或者在台湾所遇到的问题挑战，其实是相当类似的。
I love working with Chinese Christians.
我很喜欢与中国基督徒一起工作。
Because they work their hearts out.
因为他们尽心竭力地在做事。
They work.
他们就是不停地工作。
And they keep on working.
他们不断地工作。
That's wonderful.
这是相当好的事情。
They're dedicated.
他们非常的尽心竭力。
And they have a respect for learning.
他们对学习上相当的注重。
And actually often quite intellectual.
而且相当的有知识。
So those are great advantages.
这是非常好的好处。
The dedication.
专心一致。
And we see this in China.
在中国我们也看到同样的事情。
Now, what are the challenges?
那挑战方面呢?
Every culture has its strengths and its weaknesses.
每个文化都有它的长处，也有它的挑战之处。
The Caucasian culture has weaknesses and strengths.
白人文化也有弱点，也有它的长处。
A great strength is their, strangely enough, their ability to cooperate.
它其中一项的长处是他们很能彼此合作。
The great weakness is their lack of loyalty.
最大弱点呢，就是他们没有办法忠心。
It's a contradiction.
这个听起来好像是互相矛盾的事情。
The great strength of Americans is they're great at cooperating.
最大的长处在美国文化里头是彼此合作。
But they're not very good at loyalty.
但是却没有办法专心一致。
Family loyalty.
这个家庭崩溃了。
Because they're trained to be independent cooperators.
因为他们是从小训练成为是个别的互相的合作的人。
They value the individual.
他们重视个人。
But they don't value the group.
但却不重视整个团体。
That's why we also have millions of lawyers.
这也就是为什么我们有成千上万的律师。
Because there's a lack of loyalty.
因为缺乏忠心。
So I would say when it comes to Chinese culture.
所以谈到中国文化,
the performance based mentality is the great cultural weakness when it comes to Christianity.
注重成就在这个基督教的文化上却成为了他们的弱点。
And it's an instinctive weakness.
这是本质上的一个弱点。
Now, what's an instinct?
什么是我们的反应呢？本质反应。
It's a fragment of a thought with great emotion behind it.
是瞬间情感的爆发。
The thought is,
这个思潮是
I am what I do.
我能代表我的就是我能成就的事情。
How I perform is the essence of who I am.
我所表现出来的那就是我自己是什么。
And that's how I'm evaluated by the community.
这也就是周边的人所以这样子看我的。
And that's brought right into Christianity.
当我们把这个带进了基督教里头。
So, when, from my perspective, a Chinese person hears that the gospel is a gift,
当从我的角度来看，当一个中国人听到说这福音是一个礼物，是恩赐的时候，
they hear it through the ears of Confucius.
他们是从孔夫子的角度来听这件事情。孔夫子。
孔夫子。Yeah. Confucius. And what they hear is,
当他们所听到的是
salvation is a gift.
救恩是个礼物。
Therefore, I owe God every second of my life.
因此我欠神一切的事情。
And I'll never be able to repay it.
我永远没有办法付清。
That sounds good, but that's not a gift.
听起来好像很对，但是这不是一个礼物。
A gift is a gift.
礼物就是礼物。
And you can do anything you want with a gift.
你可以为所欲为的用这个礼物。
If you're given the gift of a car,
如果有人送你一辆车作为礼物，
you can keep it beautifully,
你可以让它漂漂亮亮的，
or you could drive it over a cliff,
你也可以把它送下悬崖。
It's a gift.
这就是礼物的本意。
If you're given the gift of salvation,
如果你得到了一个救恩作为礼物，
you have it forever,
你就永远有了。
You can make it a beautiful gift,
你可以让它成为一个美好的礼物。
Or you can make it a mess.
你可以让它一团乱。
It's still a gift.
但它仍然是一个礼物。
It's yours.
是给了你的。
And I think the great weakness of the Chinese church in the Bay Area is that whole idea of performance is not addressed forcefully enough.
所以我认为在湾区中国教会最大的弱点是这种能够他的成就却没有被强烈的这个强制下来。
What is the motivation for Christian service?
基督教服事的动机是什么呢？
Gratitude.
是感恩。
Whatever you do in word or deed,
你所做的一切事情，
do it with thanksgiving.
带着感恩的心去做。
Don't do it out of obligation.
不要认为它是一个责任。
But out of love and thanksgiving.
而是以爱和感恩来做。
Now that's easy to say.
这说的容易。
But the instinct, 1 ounce of instinct is more powerful than a truckload of truth.
但这种这个瞬间的反应呢却是所代表的是有很多很多的真理在后面。
So what we do in our organization is actually disciple people for 22 weeks intensely.
我们的组织呢是训练做门徒训练有一个非常密集的22个礼拜的这个训练课程。
And in order to change some very powerful instincts,
才能改变你的这种本质反应。
And actually,
事实上
yeah, this is the discipleship program.
这就是门徒训练的这个课程。
It's great for Chinese.
对中国人来说相当好。
Because the harder it is, the more they like it.
这个越难就越受欢迎。
And it demands work.
因为它需要做很多的事情。
In China, it's really interesting.
在中国是相当有趣的现象。
We offer these courses.
当我们提供这些课程的时候。
And they demand a lot of work.
需要很多的作业。
And we give a certificate.
我们也发证书。
Certificates are important.
证书相当重要。
If I said to a Caucasian.
如果像白人说。
We want 22 weeks of your life.
我需要你花22个星期的时间。
The Caucasian will say.
的白人就会这么说。
22 minutes?
22分钟吗？
22 weeks is too long.
22个礼拜太长了吧。
In China.
在中国呢。
You say 22 weeks.
22个星期。
And they go, and they say, is that it?
才这么少吗？
There's a large cultural difference when it comes to learning.
在这学习的事项，这文化的鸿沟是相当大的。
And I think that's one of the great strengths of Chinese culture, that learning is respected.
重视教育，这个是学习，这个是在中国文化是相当相当大的这个长处。
And there's a belief that hard work really is important.
相信这个认真工作会有很大的这个好处。
But that hard work, from a Christian perspective, should come out of gratitude.
但是在基督徒上面，努力工作应该是出自感恩。
And not out of an identity that says I am what I do.
而不是出于说我之所以能我能做就是我的身份。
You are made in the image of God.
你是照神的形象造的。
You are made to be loved by God.
你是为神的爱而造的。
And to love him in return.
并且能够爱神。
And when we use the term love, we mean delight.
当我们用爱这个字的时候，我们所说的是喜悦这个意味。
God has made you out of delight.
神因为喜悦而造你。
And you will be at your best when you delight in him in return.
当你最好的时候，你就是能够回报，以喜悦回报。
And so I would say that Chinese churches, Chinese American churches would be very wise to address that cultural issue of performance-based Christianity.
所以我认为在华人教会在美国的华人教会很重要的是要能够去这个能够向弟兄姊妹能够说清楚这种重视成就的这种方面需要被解释清楚。
There is a question that was asked during the break that I thought was excellent.
在休息的时候呢，有一个问题我觉得是相当有意思。
It pointed out the person who asked the question said, "There's a parable about a wedding feast."
问这个问题的人说有一个关于婚宴的比喻。
And the wedding feast is for a son.
这个婚宴呢是为他的儿子做的。
And a person comes improperly dressed to the wedding feast.
有个人呢穿着整齐的来到这个婚宴上。
And the father is outraged.
但是父亲却非常的愤怒。
And the man said, I believe that father is God, is representing God the Father.
问这问题的人说，他认为这个所讲到的父亲应该代表的是父神。
And I said, you're absolutely right.
我说你讲的完全没错。
What's very important to understand is that God is at peace with everyone.
重要的是神在心里头对跟每个人都能够很平静。
and he only wants one thing out of human beings.
他只要求人做一件事。
That they trust in his son.
相信他的儿子。
But when they reject the son,
当他们拒绝神的儿子的时候,
it's an outrageous act.
那就是愤怒的这个表现。
But let me point out that he is at peace with this world.
让我们来告诉大家说，神其实是跟这个世界是能够和平相处的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在哥林多后书第五章
verse 18,
第十八节
and verse 19,
和十九节。
Now all these things are from God,
所有的都是出自神。
Who reconciled us to himself through Christ,
借着基督与他和好。
And gave us the ministry of reconciliation,
让我们有和好的职分。
Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
也就是说，借着基督，神与世界和好。
Not counting their trespasses against them.
不以他们的过犯，来，作为他们的错误。
And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
他让我们有这个与世界和好的职分。
Here's the picture.
这就是这里所说的事情。
God is not keeping track of people's trespasses and sins.
神不并不把我们所犯的过错一条一条的记下来。
He is reconciling the world to himself. He's treating the world like a friend.
他把这个世界当作他的朋友，与他和好了。
But that reconciliation is based around Christ.
但这和好乃是基于基督。
And when a person rejects the gospel,
当人拒绝了福音,
it's not their, now listen very carefully to this.
仔细听这一点。
It's not their sins that send them to hell.
不是因为他们所犯的罪被送去地狱了。
It's the rejection of the Son that sends them to hell.
而是因为他们拒绝了神的儿子而去了地狱。
God has declared himself at peace.
神宣告他自己与世界和好。
And he turns to the world and he says, enter into my peace through the doorway of Christ.
经过以基督作为神作为门进到他的和好里头。
Christ is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
基督是除掉世人罪恶的羔羊。
Wonderful.
太美妙了。
We can give this wonderful gospel to everyone.
我们可以把这好的这个福音，美妙的福音，传给每一个人。
God is not up in heaven keeping track of what you do wrong.
神在天上并不是一条一条记录你所犯的过错。
He has died for all of the world's sins.
他已经为所有世界上一切的罪死了。
All he's interested in is what do you do with the Son?
他只对你是否与这个他的儿子有关系这件事情上面感兴趣。
And if you want no part of the Son, you want no part of heaven.
如果你不希望跟神的儿子有任何关系，你就与天国没有任何的关系了。
I hope that's helpful.
我希望那个是对
的。Other questions?
请问有其他问题吗？
啊哈。
Hi, Dr. Ekman. In the last in the speech, you said the God is the ontological God.
Ontological.
Yeah. What's the? Can you explain me a little bit more about this? Because it's a brand new term to me. I don't know what does it mean. Ontological.
Ontological.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have a PhD.
我有一个博士学位。
I spent an awful lot of my wife's money getting that PhD.
我在读博士的时候花了我老婆很多的钱。
In order to justify that, I use big words.
为了能够花这么多钱呢，我就是用这个很多奇妙的字。
If I didn't have a PhD, I would be much more clear.
如果我没有博士学位的话，我就会很清晰的讲。
But congratulations, you're the first person who's ever asked that question.
恭喜你，你是第一个问这个问题的人。
Ontological means essential.
Ontological 就是基本上，本质上。
Or it refers to the basic nature of something.
是某件事情的本性。
And what it is saying is that the basic nature of the Trinity is this profound unity.
所说的就是说，这三位一体的本质上就是这种深奥的合一性。
What makes the Trinity is simply this.
三位一体基本上就是这样子。
The Son exists within the Father.
子的存在在父神里面。
The Holy Spirit exists within the Father and the Son.
圣灵活在父跟子之间。
The Holy Spirit and the Son share the nature of the Father.
圣灵和子这个与父有同样一个本质。
So their unity is essentially the sharing of one nature.
所以这个所谓合一的这个本质呢，意思就是说他们有完全一样的本质。
The word ontological, onto means being or existence.
Onto 就是我们可以说是存在这个意思。
The logical part of it is the nature of their existence.
Logical 这后面这一半段的字呢，意思就是说这个同样一个本质，存在的本质。
They all exist within each other.
他们互相存在彼此之间。
So they share the same nature.
所以他们有同样的一个本质。
And that's what ontological refers to, the sharing of the same nature.
这就是说 ontological 的意思就是说他们有完全一样的本质。
Great.
Can I speak Chinese?
他可以说中文吗？OK.
最后我们都有一个大审判，决定是下地狱或进天堂，火湖或天堂。每个人都要经过审判。我们犯了很多罪，但是我们信神与神和好，我们基督徒一定是进天堂的。所以那个审判，我们还是进天堂。但是我们那些罪都是有 consequence 的行为，我们还是要经过审判，决定我们是得奖赏还是惩罚。那个奖赏是得冠冕就得奖赏，惩罚那个惩罚是什么惩罚？是我们是在天堂有城内城外呢，还是天堂还有再分什么阶级呢？还是是什么样的惩罚
？Okay, so the main part of the question is that, essentially is there is a final judgment,、whether you go to heaven or you go to hell, and then to go to heaven there's a war for Christians if they believe, but for sins there's a punishment.And so if she was asking if we go to heaven, we get this, the award is, you know, the
reward,
the crown as a reward. What's the punishment? And how about the sins? And also the second part of the question is, in heaven is there any compartments? There's a wall separate inside, outside, or there are other type of organizations? 我不知道这样子是不是抓住你的问题的这两部分。
新天新地有分城里城外，那都是天堂。那火湖是
？So new heaven and earth, there's a inside and outside, and what's outside?
Yeah, for Bible study yesterday, you know, we have a sister Bible study, so we have some.Question about this. Maybe you can explain.
I'm with her in the Bible study. It's the last chapter of Revelation saying some people are outside the city.
Yeah. So, outside the new city.
She asking if that's the punishment.
Okay.
Okay. For believers, for Christians.
Oh, okay.
For believers.
Okay.
信徒.
Turn in your Bibles.
请打开你们的圣经.
To 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章.
And verse 11.
第十一节.
And it's talking about Christian work.
讲到的是基督徒的工作.
And it says, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基.
Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones,
若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造,
which are universally recognized as valuable,
也就是说这些是被认为是有价值的东西,
or would a straw,
或者是草木和谐,
which is universally recognized as not being very valuable,
so 一般人认为不值钱的东西,
each man's work will become evident.
个人的工程必然显露,
for the day will show it,
因为那日子要将它表明出来,
because it is to be revealed with fire.
因为有火发现,
and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
这火要试验个人的工程怎样?
If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a wage. It's very important to understand that word reward as a wage.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住,他就要得赏赐,请特别注意到这个字,赏赐的意思。
If any man's work is burned up,
人的工程若被烧了,
he will suffer loss,
他就要受亏损,
but he himself will be saved,
自己却要得救,
yet as through the fire.
虽然得救仍然像火里经过一样,
and fire there is referring to the fire of the testing of the work.
这个火呢, 所指的是试验工程的火。
Now notice it doesn't say sins.
请注意到这里并没有讲到任何的罪。
That's really important.
这是非常重要的。
Don't turn the word work into sins.
不要把工程与罪连在一起。
Now here's the astonishing thing.
这是令人惊讶的一部分。
And it's a proof of how salvation works.
也就是证明了救恩是怎么工作的。
If you do anything for God after you become a Christian,
当你成为基督徒以后, 你做的为神所做的任何事情,
you will be paid a wage in heaven.
你会在天上得赏赐,
because your salvation is a free gift.
因为你的救恩是恩典免费的礼物。
You cannot make payments on your salvation.
你没有办法为你的救恩付上任何的钱。
It's not a mortgage.
不是你的房贷。
It's not a mortgage.
不是你的房贷。
It's a gift.
是一个礼物。
And the proof of that,
证明是,
is when you do something for God,
你为神做任何的事,
he owes you.
他就欠你。
Let me repeat it. He owes you.
他欠你。
He owes you a wage.
他欠你一份赏赐。
Now my response and your response is exactly the same.
我的对这个事情的反应跟你们的反应是一模一样的。
God, you owe me nothing.
神你不欠我任何东西。
Absolutely nothing.
绝不欠我任何东西。
What I do, I just want to do it out of love for you. You owe me nothing.
我所做的完全是出自我对你的感激。
But God is honest.
但神对我们很坦白地说,
he knows the difference between a gift and work.
神很清楚地知道工作与礼物的区别。
Now, traditional Chinese culture doesn't understand the difference between a gift and work and obligation.
传统上的中国文化呢, 在 工作和礼物上是没办法分得很清楚的。
The Greek word for gift means something you don't ever deserve.
希腊文上在恩典这个字上讲的是你不配得到的东西 的东西。
So if you work, he owes you.
如果你做了事，他就欠你。
But he's a good supervisor.
但他是一个很好的老板。
And he will evaluate your work.
他是评估你的工作。
And that which is done poorly,
那如果你是做得很差的话
is burned up.
就被烧得静静。
Isn't that good?
那不是很好的事吗？
You don't want bad works. You don't want to be carrying bad works around heaven.
你不希望带着这个坏的工作到达天堂上。
But for that which has been done seriously, thoughtfully, and lovingly,
是借着爱心，借着认真，借着这个工这样子所做出来的好的工作。
You are paid a heavenly wage.
你就付上了天，就会得到一份天上的赏赐。
And I have no idea what that is.
我完全不知道那是什么东西。
But if God is the one who's paying it, I'm sure it's pretty good.
如果是神要付给你的话，那我相信那绝对是好的无比的东西。
But the nice thing in heaven,
但在天上很好的一件事情是
，We will all be like Christ.
我们都会像基督一样
，and we'll never say to each other，
我们绝对不会彼此这样说。
I got a bigger wage than you did，
我所得到的赏赐绝对比你还大。
Instead, we'll say to each other，
反而我们会彼此这样说
，I'm very happy for what you did for Christ，
我为你为基督所做的事情感到高兴。
There won't be any concern or jealousy in heaven。
那里没有嫉妒啊，在天堂没有任何的彼此的嫉妒。
So we're saved.
我们很安全的。
But, and notice that it talks about works and not sins because Christ has already paid for sins.
这里所以谈到的是工作，而不是谈到罪，因为基督已经为罪付出了所有的代价。
Revelation 22.
启示录二十二章
，and
verse 15,
第十五节。
Do you know that verse 17 is one of the few places in the New Testament where the Spirit is quoted, the Holy Spirit is quoted, he's actually quoted. Rarely is the Holy Spirit quoted. It's pretty interesting.
请看第十七节的话，这是少数在圣经里头提到圣灵在讲话。
Now, verses 10 through the end of the book is the wrap-up of the book of Revelation.
第十节一直到这章的结尾呢，是整卷启示录的结尾。
And in verse 12, Jesus promises to return.
第十二节，耶稣应许我们他要回来。
And in verse 14, we're told, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life.
第十四节讲到说，那些洗净自己的衣服呢，可以到生命树那里。
And may enter by the gates into the city.
也能从那门进到城里。
Outside of this city,
城外
are the dogs,
那些犬类。
Now that's John and Paul's term for false teachers.
那就是
It's not very nice, but that's what it is. Dogs, false teachers.
这些犬类是保罗跟约翰都用来描述那些假教师的。
You could get in trouble in our culture to call a false teacher a dog, so don't do it.
今天在美国，你如果叫那些人是犬类的话，你就会有麻烦了。
And the sorcerers and the immoral persons,
行邪术的、淫乱的
and the murderers and idolaters,
杀人的, 拜偶像的,
and everyone who loves and practices
并一切喜好说谎言, 编织谎, 虚谎的,
now, I haven't met too many Christians who qualify for that verse.
在, 我所认得的基督徒里头, 没有几个人是, 跟这经文上所写的是一样的。
So here's the question.
所以这里的问题其实是,
here's the holy city.
这是圣城。
Here are those who are outside that city.
在旁边是城外。
Here's the question.
问题是,
how far outside are they?
究竟离城多远?
Outside could be the right next to the city.
城外可能是说就在旁边。
Or outside could be, I'll have to go outside that window.
那也可能是十万八千里远。
Let's see where outside is.
让我们看看城外到底是在哪里。
Look at Be patient. Chapter 21.
第21章,
verse 7.
第七节,
he who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
得胜的必承受这些为业, 我要做他的神, 他要做我的儿子。
But for the cowardly and unbelieving,
唯有胆怯的, 不信的,
and abominable and murderers, 可, notice the word murderers,
可真的, 杀人的, 请注意这个杀人的这字,
and notice immoral persons,
淫乱的,
sorcerers,
行邪术的,
idolaters,
拜偶像的,
and all liars,
和一切说谎的,
this is repeating the list which is found at the end.
这个, 与我们刚才在, 第22章里头所读到的是一样的。
Their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火壶里, 这是第二次的死。
How far outside it is very far outside.
究竟城外是多远呢? 非常非常远。
It's the lake of fire.
就是硫磺火壶。
Now, the contrast that is set up is the destiny of the saved versus the destiny of the unsaved.
这里所对比的是得救的与未得救的中间。
And let me give you a short Greek lesson.
让我们教一教希腊文。
In verse 8, it says, but for the cowardly and unbelieving,
第八节说,唯有胆怯的,不信的。
That word cowardly is fearful,
胆怯的就是害怕的,
cringingly fearful, terribly fearful,
非常害怕的。
And notice what follows it, unbelieving.
请注意接下来说不信的。
You would think unbelieving should be first and fearful should be second.
你可能会认为说不信的应该放在最前面吧, 但是胆怯的却是第一。
Because it's unbelief that gets people into trouble.
因为不信才是让人,
but they put the fearful, the very fearful first.
但他却在这里呢, 却把极端害怕的人放在第一位。
为什么? Because
因为
when a person is scared of God, they do not know the God of the Bible.
因为惧怕神的人不认识这位在圣经里所说的这位神。
When a person is terribly frightened of God, they do not know the God of the Bible.
极端害怕神的人不认得 这圣经里所说的这位神。
The God of the Bible gave His own Son for us, and He was delighted to do it.
因为圣经里头讲到这位神，他把他自己的爱子给了我们，而他是在这件事情上是以喜悦的心所给的。
To be afraid of such a God is a heart of unbelief.
畏惧这样的一位神，就是心中有着不信。
It is the total essence of unbelief.
这也就是不完全不信的这个本质。
So in answer to the question about Revelation 22,
所以对启示录二十二章这里的问题是
，John is just setting up a simple contrast.
使徒约翰在这边所做的只是一个很简单的对比。
There are those who are in heaven.
那些在天堂的，天堂的。
There are those outside of heaven.
还有天堂以外的。
And make up your mind, which do you want to be?
你现在下定决心哪一边？你要站在哪一边
？And that's how it ends.
就是这么简单而已。
I mean, it's very dramatic.
这个看起来相当戏剧化。
But I don't believe at all it's talking about two different types of Christians.
这我不相信这里讲的是两种不同的基督徒。
The standard presentation of Christians in the New Testament is this.
在新约里头所讲到的基督徒所呈现的方式是
It's the difference between a trout and a what are those black fish that always stay at the bottom of the lake?Catfish.
所以它的基本上的差别就是讲到鳟鱼还有这鲍鱼的区别。
There are trout and there are catfish.
有鳟鱼也有鲍鱼。
A Christian is a trout.
基督徒是鳟鱼。
We swim around in the water of this world.
我们在这个世界上在这游泳。
And every once in a while we jump out of the water.
有的时候呢偶一为之我们会跳出水面。
And we live a heavenly life.
我们过的是属天的生活。
Then we drop back into the water.
然后我们就掉回水里。
We jump.
然后我们跳起来。
Fall back.
又掉回去。
We jump.
我们跳起来。
We fall back.
又再掉回去。
That's what 1 John chapter 1 is all about.
这是约翰一书第一章所讲的。
We have sin in here.
因为我们里面有罪。
We're not catfish.
但我们不是鲍鱼。
Always staying at the bottom of the lake in darkness.
总是活在阴暗的底层。
And really what John is saying,
约翰在这边所说的是
be a trout.
做个鳟鱼。
Don't be a catfish.
不要做鲍鱼。
Because the bottom of the lake is the lake of fire.
因为这个湖底就是火湖。
And it's 12:17.
12:17了。
Just getting started.
才刚开始了，才热身了。
But I'm sure a lot of people want to continue. But if people would prepare lunch for us, maybe trout. but let's give thanks and say grace before we have lunch, and we'll take a break for lunch. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for Bible teaching from Dr. Ekman. We thank you that.You love us and you called us to be your sons and daughters and you desire for us to be reconciled with you. God, we thank you for the reminder, for the teaching, for the encouragement, for the blessing. And that we pray, we thank you for the food, for the time of fellowship. May you bless our friendships, our partnerships together as we serve together and live for you in this world. And we give you thanks for today in Jesus' name.Amen. Okay, so we have lunch right now around 12:15. We'll come back around 1:15. Now, the 1:15 meeting is not for everybody. We've asked the co-workers to come to have some discussion about further how, doing this a little bit more in the future. So those who are staying for lunch, at 1:15, come back for the co-workers' discussion. So we'll see you at that time.
And may I ask this? If you want information about our ministry and what we're doing in China,
如果你想知道我们在中国的服事
please sign here,
请来这边签名
And we'll send you a monthly report on what we're doing.
我们每个月会接把我们的活动告诉你。
And Gail, our director, will have this.
我们的主任 Gail, 会拿着这个板子。
Thank you.
All right, let's give a hand to Dr. Ekman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.